This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. I am so excited. Tonight, I'm going to bed with the king of club quarantine, the one and only D-Nice. Hey.
That actually sounded kind of sexy.
Hi, thanks for coming to bed with me. And the other person I'm going to bed with is the incredibly sexy host of Access Hollywood, Sibley Scholes. Hey, Sibley.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hi. Welcome to Going to Bed. I have to ask you, D-Nice, what's your drink of choice tonight?
Right now, I'm drinking Lafroy single malt scotch on the rocks.
Ooh. Okay. Very manly.
Very manly. You can feel the hair growing.
I love it. Sibley, what are you drinking?
I'm keeping it very light and simple. We're just doing some Topo Chico. Shout out to my favorite beverage, okay? I need bubbles. My bubbles.
You need bubbles. All right. Well, tonight I am having a tall glass of beer.
Ooh.
Could this be any bigger? Cheers, guys. Welcome to the show. I'm going to jump right in, first of all, and say, D-Nice, congratulations on winning Entertainer of the Year. Not only did you deserve it, I feel like you should get it every year.
Oh, wow.
Really do.
Yeah, that was an amazing feeling. Thank you.
How did it feel? Did you know you were, I'm sure you knew you were nominated, but did you think it was going to happen?
I mean, I was up against Tyler Perry, Regina King, Viola. Like, come on now. I didn't think I was getting this one, you know, and I think
some heavy hitters.
Even my daughter, my 9-year-old, looked at me right before the category was announced, and she said, "You know, I don't want you to be offended by this, but I don't think you got this one."
Oh.
My 9-year-old daughter. That's why if you looked at her face, her expression, she was truly shocked. So
that's hilarious. That's a beautiful moment. I have to say, did you ever think, as a DJ, what you do is you usually go somewhere to entertain people, whether it's a club, whether it's a beach, whether it's all over the world, right?
Yes.
Did you ever think that you would have such an impact coming from DJing in your own house?
No, I didn't think that would happen, but I actually felt like, and I'm not making this up, this was December of 2019, and I was on a plane, and I was looking at how many flight miles I'd done, almost 400,000 flight miles for that year. And I was like, man, I wish one day I can just do this from home. You know, so when that opportunity happened because of the pandemic, like the first day was cool, but it started to like remind me of what my thoughts were. And I think that's why it came so naturally to me to do it, because I was looking for a way to kind of be this virtual person.
How about that? You manifested into the universe. I'm a big believer of that, right? I know for me, and I want to hear you. For me, when quarantine happened, it like everything stopped for everybody. But I felt like for me, because I'm always a busy person, that it really hit me hard. Like, what am I going to do? I literally had to, you know, say to myself one day at a time, don't think about at the end of the week, what are you going to do with the boys? Or if I didn't have my boys. But club quarantine truly saved my life. And not only the music took me back and made me feel good, it also seeing other people come on like Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, like all these amazing people, and everybody was connecting because you connected us. That's incredible.
That is probably the most incredible feeling that I've received out of this experience. It's really because, you know, as a performer, as you know, like we are here to serve people. That's what we do, you know. Mm-hmm. So you're hiring me for your event. Someone's hiring you to make their movie or their television show. You know, Sib, someone's hiring you to be the hostess or the host and like interview someone. So I'm used to being that person to go and deliver something. And that was the first time in my entire career that I felt like all of the people that I had done work for throughout the decades actually came to something that I was doing. Like, you had to want to,
you had to want
to be in there to hold your phone and listen to music. You know, this was before everyone was like,
that's true,
connecting it to their Bluetooth speakers. You literally had to want to be there, and you came there because I was doing this. So that was probably the warmest feeling that I've received out of this. It's all about being kind to people. No one would have been there if I was, you know, negative, if the energy was negative, but being kind throughout the years, people wanted to be there and wanted to support. And that's the beauty of all of this.
I love that. Sibley, when did you get hooked on to Club Quarantine? When did you, you know,
early on, because we did an interview really early, I think right after last year when you first started doing it. And it was a great time to talk to you. You were even telling me about how you were talking to your daughter about it, and how you had those thoughts of how can I kind of get out of this space where I'm just always on the go and do it at your leisure at home.
Right.
And, again, like you said, Garcelle, you manifested it. So yeah, I was there since day one following, and I just always
grooving. Yes. Honey. I was reorganizing my linen closet, anything that I had to do. And with the music playing, it was really great. Now, you know, obviously another thing that came out of quarantine is Zooming. Everybody's Zooming. People are Zooming with their pants off. I know I Zoomed one time in a thong because I didn't have time and I forgot about the Zoom and I just went right home. So I want to know, have you ever DJed without your pants on or with something, something a little bit more revealing?
Because we can't really see. I've definitely done that. You know, just try not to go up and down too much, you know, side to side and no one will notice, you know, it's the up and down part.
Oh, we would have noticed too. You know, we would have been noticing. Are you kidding? People fell in love with you during this time. And I love that you were drinking your wine and having a good time. Sibley, I hear that during quarantine, you actually started dating online, which I'm not a fan of, but I know it works for a lot of people.
Okay. So
how have you found it for you?
Well, listen, I've been single for 2 years now. So I was like, you know what? I'm not getting any younger. I'm a little bored sometimes. Because we never stopped. Luckily, thankfully, we never stopped working. So we were just doing all of our interviews from home on the Zoom, like you were talking about. And I was pantless too, doing some Zooms. I'll put it out there. You had to do what you got to do at times.
Gotta do what you got to do.
But yeah, it was a little weird. I got on Bumble back in November, December, and then it kind of creeped me out by some of the messages. And so I got off. Then I talked to another friend of mine who said, try Hinge. And I went on that.
I've heard of that.
And that was, so far, you know, it's been good. I've met a couple people, but I always say, if we're going to grab coffee, you have to show me your test, because I'm still going to wear a mask. Even though you're near me, I'm not playing any games.
Oh,
I have to go to work, and we test three times a week. So I was like, nope, we're testing. Yeah. So yeah, I've calmed down a little bit on that because I'm not trying to be out.
I went on Bumble and people didn't believe it was me. They're like, send us your real pictures or you need to get verified. And I'm like, they don't think it's really me.
So did you have success on it? Did you like it?
No, I didn't stay on it long enough. It seems weird to me. I don't know. How is it for you guys? I mean, D-Nice, I don't know if you've ever tried an app, but would you be okay saying I met my girl on an app?
I mean, I've tried an app. Pre-quarantine, you know, I tried, Raya is the app that I chose.
Oh, yes.
I went on a date with someone there. It didn't go anywhere, but it got on a date. But I mean, I'm not opposed to app dating. Like, find your partner however you want to, you know, like, give me your resume.
And did you like Raya? What? Because you guys, this is embarrassing. I tried to contact them. Do you know I've been denied twice on Raya?
I'll hook you up.
Two times.
That makes no sense.
No, how embarrassing is that?
And I'm always getting the invitation to send to someone so they don't have to. You can bypass all of that. I'll hook you up.
Okay, send it over.
I got you.
Good to know. Okay, I need some crazy show stories. D-Nice. I mean, you play sexy music, you get people in the mood.
Oh.
What's the sexiest or craziest thing you've seen on the dance floor, at a club, at a beach, wherever?
Man, the craziest thing that I've seen didn't happen in real life. It actually happened in like my DM. And it was it was because I was playing, you know, at night. I do my club quarantine after dark. And sometimes, depending on how much I had to drink, I get a little dirty. You know, but I used to do things like, you know, I'm sitting in my studio right now and all of these buttons, and I would play Marvin Gaye and I would make it loop a certain way. And then I'll whisper in the mic, you know, I'm over here playing with it. Then I'll use two fingers and the lights will dim. And I'm like, oh, I'm playing with it. And I'm getting my face close to it. And I'm like doing all of these things. And then one night, a woman sent me a DM that had like this video. She was using her phone to record herself masturbating while I was on her iPad in between her legs.
No.
And that's when I was like, all right, I got to stop playing with it. I got to slow down.
That
was pretty cool.
That is everything. That is a great story. That is a great story. I would be remiss if I did not bring Halle Berry into the conversation. I mean, I would see her multiple times in Club Quarantine. How did that make you feel, the sexiest woman on earth?
It made me feel incredible until she found herself a man. Then she knows she was like,
she did. Like, I was hoping it was going to be you.
No, I think.
I was hoping it was going to be
you. No. I mean, parts of me was hoping that we would end up dating because I really do like Halle and I enjoy her friendship, but neither one of us was breaking the quarantine. I wasn't going anywhere, right. You know, like I wasn't planning about
not even for Halle Berry, man. Are you kidding?
No, I wasn't going and not even to say that, not even to say that it got to that point where the invitation was there like that.
Right.
But I'm saying in terms of like me being on some, damn, Halle's in here. Never did it cross my mind to leave my apartment at the time, like to.
No. Wow. You know, there are men out there. They're going to be like, listen, dog. Listen.
But I'm also a man that believes what's for you is for you, you know, like, and so that just wasn't a situation for me. Now, I wish she still hung out, but she kind of got freaked out because every time she was in there, everyone was like, very nice, very nice. And then that, you know, if you're in a relationship, And in some way, like rooting for you to be with another dude, like, you know, that's kind of weird. So I respect
it.
Yeah.
To not.
That's a little awkward. It's a little awkward. A little awkward. You being a dad and you have, you know, two beautiful daughters, and I love when I see them on your Instagram. And I know that Ashley.
Ashley, right. My oldest daughter.
What do you say to her to empower her as a woman? Because, you know, I think nowadays more than ever, dads are so important, you know, for a little girl in a girl's life.
I mean, to me, it's not what I say, it's my actions, you know, like how I treat her and the conversations that we have. She's a pretty smart woman and her mom is very involved. And so is her stepdad. And we're all involved as a unit. I mean, it's to the point where like, we vacation together, all of us, you know, like at the end of the year, normally I would play on the island of Anguilla. And then I would just, my entire family would go, you know, so we all have like this close family unit. It's nothing but love, you know, like, you know, and, you know, if she comes to me with it, usually she'll come to me with advice on school or business or, you know, her, it's never really about dating or anything like that. And not that I'm opposed to it, I'm totally open to it, but you know, she chooses to go to mom for that, you know. But I like that. I love the relationship that I have with my kids.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That. You know, they say a girl's first love is her father, you know, and you guys set the tone for us. Sibley, what have you gotten in terms of advice about, you know, being a strong woman in the industry and sexy and owning your sexuality? I mean, do you feel like sometimes you got to dial it back a little bit, not to be too strong or too sexy, or do you feel like you can own it all the time?
I feel like in the last, this past maybe 10 months or so, I've like changed so much in my life and I've been very like cautious about everything I do, but not in that way. Like I'm allowing myself to show who I really am. So, you know, I've changed a lot of stuff. Like 8 months ago, stopped drinking. Like I literally bought a home.
Really?
I changed my whole life around and just working out consistently and just taking care of myself. So I literally have just given myself the empowerment. I've literally just said, I'm going to take control of my life, do exactly what I want to do. And I think because of the quarantine happened, it really woke me up to a lot of stuff in life. So it's changed literally every single day. I'm very cautious of things that I'm doing. Yeah.
And I had the same experience of like buying a home 8 months ago, you know, like because of the feeling that I had being in my apartment, and it just didn't feel like home, you know? And it didn't feel like love. I'm glad that I was in that apartment, because that apartment is pretty much why Club Quarantine started, the feeling that I had in there. But the reality was, being in there didn't make me feel whole. It just didn't, it didn't feel like home. And like, now I do. So congratulations on your purchase.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you both.
Yeah, you too. So I was in my apartment too. I was in my apartment when I interviewed you the first time. So we literally bought around the same time, I guess. So cheers.
That's great.
So happy.
Now that you're not drinking, do you find that you're clearer when it comes to dating? Like, do you feel like...
Yes.
Has anything changed in that aspect?
Yeah. I'm realizing to not just say what I don't like, I'm realizing to own up to what I want, as opposed to the negative. Like I used to just be like, oh no, cause this happened to me. I don't want this anymore. And now I'm like, okay, well that's happened. This is what I want now out of everything. So, but it's also, it's intimidating to be so just, you know, on a date and not, and they're drinking and you're not, because you know, everyone in LA, it's like, let's go have a drink. Let's go do this. So now I'm very clear of everything that comes out of my mouth and everything that is coming into my space. So it's a lot of energies.
I love that. All right. Now I know there's a thing, and I believe this, that men love having sex in the morning. Women like having sex at night. Now I only have one girlfriend who actually likes it in the morning. And I want to know, what is it with men? Why is in the morning like, you know, we want to get the day going. Why do guys want to have it in the morning? Sibley, what do you
think? Wait, no, Garcelle. Wait, morning.
What? Okay. Now you're number two. Realizing
right now
you're two.
That because of Sibley, I realized that, you know, I've been using the wrong apps. Like, I should have apps on. I would have saved money. We would have had a house together.
Okay.
It would have already been done.
In the morning.
No, like... We'd have had morning sex.
Morning is like a whole nother thing. Yeah, morning, it's morning because that's like, it's like a workout. That's how you jumpstart your day. I'm up at 5 a.m. in that gym. So it's like, yes, morning.
Yeah. Wow. I may have created a couple right here. You know, for me, I just think like you want the romance of the night, and whether it's the candlelight, it's D Nice's music, you know? You want to be able to do that. I feel like in the morning, it just feels a little bit like wham, bam, but maybe not. Maybe I've been doing it wrong.
But then it's on your mind the whole day.
Yeah. Let's get ramped up about it.
I need another drink. All of a sudden, it just got hot in here.
I know. I'm sweating.
Hot.
All right.
I'm getting a little hot too. This is great. This is a great threesome. All right, let's play a little game, you guys. We're gonna play a little game. It's gonna be called Nice or Nasty. I'm gonna tell you what it is, and you reply to me, nice or nasty. Okay. Porn like moaning, nice or nasty?
What kind of moaning?
Porn.
Oh, when you're doing it, nice. No, nasty, nasty. Sorry, I like it, but nasty, I like. Okay, go ahead, next.
Yeah, nasty. I like.
Wait, D Nice has an answer. Hello, no, Sibley. It's not just your
Sibley,
game.
Why did you interrupt her? I wanted her to finish. Go ahead, do that again. Let me just close my eyes this time. Do that again. Go ahead. One more time. Wait, Sibley, why don't you try that?
This is so good. Sibley, so nice or nasty, D Nice?
Nope.
Yeah, Sibley.
I can't compete with that.
All right. Puts a blindfold on you. Nice or nasty?
That's nice.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Nice. Sibley? Yeah, nice. Nice works.
Okay. Ties you up, nice or nasty?
I like that.
I saw the eyebrows go up.
Nasty.
Yeah, nasty.
Oh, really? I think it's nice. Okay.
Depends on what you're doing.
Brings food to the bedroom. Food to the bedroom, nice or nasty?
Nah.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
You guys are very similar. Okay. Teases you with just the tip. Nice. I like a good tease. Are you blushing?
I'm sweating again.
Hello. Do you not know my show?
Hey, I'm sweating again. Is nobody else sweating? Shit. Sorry. Can you cuss?
I think it's nice. D-Nice, is it nice or is it nasty?
It could be nasty depending on how she receives it. You know, like.
Oh, my God. Okay. Music.
Oh.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. Nice. Music, yeah.
Okay. A vibrator.
That's nasty.
In addition to. Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty. And I like it. a guy wanting to be pegged.
Oh, no. None of those words, even. I'm not even saying nice to that. It's disgusting. I had another word. I'm good. I'm cool on that.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right, you guys, I have a Twitter question. You need a safe word, pineapple, whatever it is. I have a Twitter question. The question is, what's something I can, this is from Sunny 1942. What is something that I can do to get a man to notice me? I feel like masks are getting in the way of them seeing my personality. And I get it, because now we're all wearing masks. How does a guy know you're smiling? You know, unless you're Tyra Banks and you can smize with your eyes. How would you know?
Man, I don't know, because I haven't had that experience.
Right.
You know, like.
I get it.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I get it. Yeah, that's a little tough one. I would say go up to the person and speak up and say, hey, I'd like to get to know you. And then maybe walk 10 feet and take off your mask and let them see you. I don't know.
I think, you know what's a good one? Restaurants, because obviously sitting outside and you could take your mask off. So I'm not going to lie. I thought about going to restaurants like I used to by myself and just taking the mask off and seeing who else is there.
Right.
And they can see your face.
That's right. That's right. I agree. Guys, this has been great. I'm going to ask you, my favorite part of the podcast is when you get to highlight someone who's made you laugh, who inspired you this week, and we call it, who do you want to go to bed with? So Sibley, who do you want to go to bed with? It's nothing sexual.
Who do I want to go to? You know what? I'll just continue saying this. The frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors. I mean, honestly, it's been hard for everybody. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I would love to go to bed with them.
Who would I go to bed with? I would actually... And this is because of just because this is nothing sexual.
Yeah.
No.
I would actually go to bed with Mariah Carey. Like, Mariah
and only
inspired me these last 2 weeks. And, you know, the last 2 weeks we celebrated her, she calls it her anniversary, her birthday, on my IG Live. And we talked about it days leading into it. And she just truly inspired me just the conversations that we've been having about music, about life. So like if I had to choose someone who made a difference or an impact in the last week or so, it would be Mariah.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really, really beautiful. I might make you blush, but I'd like to go to bed with you, D-Nice, because you.
Wait, moan again. Let me hear you moan again one more time. You play a record. Let me play a record.
Anyway, I just feel like thank you for everything that you've done for us. I mean, truly, your music has inspired so many of us, and me included, in a time that there were times that it was a little, you know, sort of dark and lonely. Yeah. And I appreciate you and your talent and everything you do. So keep shining, both of you. So D-Nice, can you please tell me where people can find you, please?
Oh, man.
Your Instagram.
Yes, you know, I'm excited that I have a new record out right now featuring Neo. So feel free to get that. It's me, Neo, and a gentleman named Kent Jones. The song is called No Plans for Love. And I'm happy it's my first single as a DJ. You know, to be on the charts 30 years later is awesome. And you can find me on Instagram, of course, at D-Nice, and Twitter at D-Nice, and Trailer at D-Nice, and TikTok at D-Nice. Everything at D-Nice.
Nice. Sibley, what do you want us to know about you and where to follow you?
You can tune to NBC Access Hollywood. I'm there every single day, even the weekends. And then all social platforms, it's SIB_vicious. So you can find me there. And then I guess on Hinge, look for me there on Hinge. Hey.
No, because you and D-Nice are going to get together. You're not going on Hinge. Oh, it's done.
It's done. Okay.
Perfect. Done? Check your DM right now. Check your DM. Hold on. Let me send it right now.
Send it right now before we get on.
I love it.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.